This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
One of those classic food myths we've all heard, eat cheese before bed and you'll have wild dreams or even nightmares. But is there actually any truth to it? Or is it just a story that's been passed down like an old wives' tale? Well, a new Canadian study has reignited the debate, so we thought we'd get the lowdown from someone who knows sleep better than most. So welcome back to Drive, Charlotte Gupta, Senior Postdoctoral Research Fellow at Central Queensland University. Welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Let's start with the legend itself. Where do you think the idea that cheese caught nightmares or causes nightmares even comes from?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's sort of a lot of people have heard of it, and you know, kids ask me this sometimes when I'm doing sleep talks at school, and I don't know where they've heard it from. But it just seems to be coming up again and again. This link between the myth is cheese and nightmares, but you know, this link between what we eat and how we sleep.
This new study from Canada surveyed over 1,000 students. What did it actually find about food and dreaming?
Yeah, so they asked a whole lot of psychology students, like you said, over 1,000, about their sleep and their dreams and perceived influences of their diet. And around 40% said that foods impacted their sleep, both in a good way and a bad way. A small amount, so 5%, did believe what they ate affected the nature of their dreams and did pick sweet things and dairy products, so like cheese, as making their dreams more strained and disturbing.
Do you reckon there's a biological reason why cheese could interfere with our sleep, or is it just it's heavy food, you know, and we're ingesting it late at night?
Yeah, so the basis of the myth that I can see is that link between eating right before we go to sleep. So we're not primed to be digesting food at night. All the processes involved in, you know, gastric emptying, gut transit, all of these things are slowed at night when we're primed to be asleep. And so any food that we eat is harder for us to process. And if we're then sleeping, our body has to spend resources digesting that food instead of focusing on sleep, which means that we're likely to have poorer quality sleep. Could mean that we're more likely to wake up during the stages of sleep where we're dreaming, and so more likely to remember what we're dreaming. So there is that link between food disturbing our sleep, which might mean we're more likely to remember what we're dreaming.
So is that why, in generally, even if it's not food related, when we are dreaming and if we do wake up in the middle of it, that's when we're more likely to remember it? Because there's some days you wake up, you think, oh my goodness, I can't remember what I dreamt, but it was horrible.
Yeah, there's so much we don't know about dreams. It's so interesting, but so much we don't know. And what we have found is that waking up people during that rapid eye movement stage of sleep, which is when we have the most vivid dreams, waking up people in that stage of sleep is when people are best able to report what they're dreaming. It could be that we're having these really vivid dreams every night and we just don't remember them most nights. But when sleep is poorer, we're maybe more likely to.
We had someone text in before, Alex from Brunswick, saying that he was lactose intolerant, so any cheese gives him nightmares of the bathroom kind. What about people who are lactose intolerant? Could they be more sensitive to this cheese dream effect?
Yeah, so the study did also include some questions on lactose intolerance, and the people that were lactose intolerant reported poorer sleep quality and more nightmares. Whether that was because they had food later or they were eating dairy, that wasn't sort of looked at the mechanism. But I would imagine, you know, most things we eat have some amount of lactose in them. And so potentially, having a dinner meal that is lactose heavy, making it harder for our body to process and then again harder to sleep.
If you've ever woken up from a bizarre dream and blamed the cheese board, we're finding out whether dairy is really the culprit. We're chatting with Charlotte Gupta from Central Queensland University about the science behind sleep, food, and that infamous cheese nightmare myth. Charlotte, Paul says, not the Eurythmics. These dreams are made of cheese. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for some cheese. Paul, that's very funny. I like that one. Kieran says, what does Kieran say? Australia cheese and garlic make a hot, sweaty mess with the worst dreams. Cheese and garlic. Would garlic make any difference?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I don't know about garlic specifically. I mean, definitely the cheese is going to have an impact. So cheese compared to other, like milk, for example, which some people do have before bed, it's like a nice glass of warm milk. Cheese has got more protein and fat in it, which is harder for us to digest, particularly at night. But garlic, I don't know the research behind. I think that makes sense, though.
Sharon from the farm says, I'll give you a thorough dream report tomorrow. I'm about to tuck into a slab of brie and blue. Oh, Sharon, yum.
That
I
does
love
sound
it.
Delicious.
Just on that, Charlotte, milk, I mean, I love a glass of warm milk before bed, and some people do swear by that. Does it that actually help or hinder sleep?
Yeah, so as I said, cheese is harder for us to digest as a food and with higher amounts of protein and fat compared to milk. Milk on its own is something that a lot of people have before bed and can be a great part of that nightly routine. Having a warm beverage can be great as well for our body temperature. And then milk has tryptophan in it, which is an amino acid that helps us produce melatonin, which is our sleepy hormone. So milk is definitely something we promote in the evening. Ideally, you're not having anything too close to bed, even if it is milk. One, for not needing to go to the bathroom during the night, but also giving our body enough time to rest. So we do say ideally in the 2 hours before bed not to have anything.
And this one here, Charlotte, I'm asking for a friend and probably for Sharon from the farm as well. If someone does want their late night cheddar fix, it's not me, is there a safe time window to eat it before bed?
Yes. So that was my big goal writing this article, was that I do not want any of us to have to give up delicious cheese.
No.
So yeah, we, like I said, we do say 2 hours before bed. So, having, you know, a cheese heavy dinner, having a nice cheese board in the evening, still perfectly safe, perfectly fine to do that. If you are having it sort of closer to bed, it probably will impact your sleep. So I guess being aware of that and, you know, every now and again on a weekend, for example, that isn't the end of the world to know you're going to have a poor night's sleep. But yeah, just being really aware that that likely will impact your sleep. I hate having sort of dreams that I can remember because I often have work-related dreams. So
oh, no.
I do try and avoid anything close to bed just for that. But yeah, just being mindful of it.
Before we let you go, Charlotte, just one more. Jason says, what about ice cream? I will not confirm or deny, and I can eat a whole tub myself before bed. Jason, you and I are exactly the same. What about that, Charlotte? What about ice cream?
Yeah, I can also neither confirm nor deny that I engage in that, knowing it's not good. With the research, a part of me, I would say generally not recommended because of that high sugar and fat content. Mm. And particularly sort of glucose metabolism is disrupted at night. And so we're not wanting to be challenging the body with something sort of sugary like ice cream. Again, if you are going to have it close to bed, it will likely impact your sleep. So probably not every night, although I'm imagining no one's probably doing that every night. If you want to have a tub in that 2 hours before bed, feel free.
Charlotte, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you on Drive.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Charlotte Gupta, Senior Postdoctoral Research Fellow at the Appleton Institute at Central Queensland University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.